baseman, batting from the right side.
As Colin goes, out of hit and run out to right field. Ryder, he's going to get on top of it and throw it in. Colin over to third base.
Wow, that's the third hit and run for the Loggers. All line drives, and wow. Colin on the move. Lucky they didn't line out there. 9-5 here. Top of the sixth, and Aiden Tobias with a golden opportunity right here.
Here you go.
Fourth time through. He's walked twice and popped out to short. There goes the runner. And no throw.
No throw down there. Runners on second and third here for the Loggers. Bottom of the sixth inning. We've got no outs. One strike. All right, here's the pitch. That one in the ground. Tobias takes ball one. It's one and one.
Bounce it up there, right there. And 9-5 here.
And Colin got to be ready for a pass ball here, too. Swing and a miss from Tobias.
He got a little arm side ride on that one, Jeff, to kind of float it away from Tobias. And Tobias is down now 1-2 here. Nobody else. He's got to put the bat in the ball. He's going to get somebody in. Ball's just up, 2-2 the count. And Furness needs to take an out because they're up by 4 runs. So we'll see if they do that instead of going home. They should not be cutting off the run here.
And a swing and a miss. Strikeout there from Stroba. Big strikeout there from Stroba. Going to bring up Lane Abraham.
Lane singled twice and walked and scored a run. He's got a stolen base as well. Kind of unusual to see Schmader strike out, Jeff. Little arm side ride from Jonas.
Yeah. And Lane takes strike one.
Jonas has been a little bit bend, don't break, too. He's given up a couple of guys, and then he gets bears down, and he throws a lot more strikes. 0-1 the count now. Lane from the right side. There's a ground ball down to the third base line and foul. 9-5, Loggers looking to chip away at that 4-run lead. Getting late here, Jeff.
Here's your chance. You one out here. You really need 2 runs right now, without a doubt. These runners that are on base got to come in to have a chance here.
Yep. You got to turn the lineup over, too, so that you get your top for the next inning.
And there, Lane fouls that one back.
Runner at second getting a huge, huge jump. And the second baseman playing way over to the right side. I think they're, I don't know. Anyway, there we go, 0-2.
That one outside.
Tried the corner and missed, and that was a good setup right there by Hardy and Jonas. Just missed, and calling time to get in the box is Lane Abraham. And
check swing.
He called him out swinging.
Doesn't he have to ask the... Oh, my gosh.
Check swing, strike three, and probably didn't go. That was an inside pitch, but he called him out. So that'll bring up
Braden Reback.
Braden singled and flew, had a sack fly and flew out to left field.
Two big strikeouts there for Jonas Stroba.
Jonas has been a bulldog here, Jeff.
Yeah, absolutely.
0-1 the count. That one's just down and away, and he's picking a little bit, too, when he gets ahead, Jeff. He's not just throwing it right down the middle, moving the ball in and out.
There you go. Brain gets a hold of that one. That's going to go over the left fielder's head unless he makes a big play. It doesn't. Bases are cleared. Reback to second base. Braden's been hitting the ball hard here tonight.
That's a 2-run double. Two out by Braden Reback. Two RBIs, and they're right back in it. And their backs were against the wall, Jeff. 9-7, bottom of the sixth. That'll bring up
Sawyer Kutsuba.
Henry. Henry's had a nice day at the plate here, Jeff. He's got 3 singles.
Yeah, Henry's a good ball player. Always like watching him play. Gets the bat on the ball like he's always done.
He tries hard, you know, and he hustles, and a lot to be said about that.
Yep. And a swing and a miss there on the first pitch from Stroba with two outs.
Braden Rivak getting a good big lead there from second base. He should score in a single anyway, but he's got to be careful out there. Now he shortens up a little bit. Jonas didn't even look, and boy, that just barely missed right there. 1-1 the count. Jonas kind of did a head wobble right there, Jeff.
Like what do you want from me?
Yeah, 1-1. Nope, and he says he missed outside.
Two balls, one strike, two outs. It's a two-run lead here for the Buccaneers. And Sawyer hits this one into the outfield. That might score Rivak, and it's going to. And we got a one-run ball game. Brendan Susan up to bat.
So, 4-for-4 day for Sawyer Kuchiba. And an RBI. That's a big single right there to get him back 9-8. And here comes Scott Robb. Talk to his pitcher.
All right, we're going to get a pitching change here. We're going to stay right here, Scotty. And they're going to let Ryder Jones, is that who's coming in?
I think so.
I think Ryder Jones is going to pitch now for Prentice. Going to get a few warm-ups. Swings here. We're going to stay right here. We are going to go over our high school sports sponsors, and we want to thank Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Medford Motors, Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Jeff Haken and Roofing, Schwamigan Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Do It Best Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Bader's Sports Center, Wolf Farms, out of Butternut, and Heckman Auction. Heckman Auction.
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah. Here we go.
Where have you been working, Jeffrey?
We're in Prentice over at your old neighborhood working on Mr. Bill Lang's house.
Oh, really?
So I've seen the family drive by a few times. And
yeah.
And so we're over there working. And next week we're going to be going over to Tomahawk. So doing a little bit of action over there. But the season is slowly upon us.
No doubt.
Basketball travels with JJ. Just got back from Rockford, Illinois, and got a week off or two, and then back at her again. So busy time of year here. School going on, extracurricular activities going on here, and trying to work in between.
No, I hear you there, but it's fun, isn't it?
It is. Are you coaching anything right now, Scott?
I'm coaching middle school baseball, 7th and 8th graders, and we were here. The boys were watching the game a little bit. They hung around for a couple innings.
Sure.
But coming in to pitch here is Ryder Jones. He kind of supinates the ball, Jeff. He gets a little bit of screwball action on there.
Okay.
So coming up to the plate is Susan. He's made his warm-up tosses. Ryder, it's 9-8. You got a runner on first, two outs. Runner is the catcher, Sawyer Kuchiba. He's 4-for-4.
No, this here, yeah, here is Susan looking for his first hit of the day.
Yep, he's 0-for-2 with a walk.
Put the bat on the ball a couple times. This is Ryder. Ryder comes in a little bit of heat. And Kuchiba going to go. He's going to be thrown out.
And that was ball in the dirt. Kuchiba tried to advance to second, and Hardy threw him out. Caught stealing.
That's going to end the inning. 9-8 here is the score. It's a one-run ball game. We're going to the seventh inning. We're going to stay right here again.
Yeah, this ball game got right there, didn't it, Jeff?
It sure did. Just like that. Time to make some plays.
Kind of reminds me of that one. Remember that Stratford game when we were playing our senior year and it started snowing? We were down like four runs, and then we were getting pop-ups, and they couldn't find them. They didn't call the game. I almost kind of felt bad for him, but it was Stratford, you know.
It's Stratford, you know what, and they deserve that over there.
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit. A little bit.
Yeah.
Stratford, always an impressive town. You go in there, and we play basketball this year, and you go in there, and when you walk into the building, there's the big glass doors, and there's like just 30 kids with biceps like this, lifting weights. Then you go, you watch the JV game, and all the junior varsity kids look like they've been in that weight room for so long. And then the high school, it's a different world over there. Impressive thing when you go over there.
Yep, they invest in that. Braden Revac's going to come out for the seventh inning. This will be his fourth inning of work. And he's been holding on here. Neither pitcher has been super sharp. Jonas did throw a lot more strikes.
Yeah.
Then Ryder came in and got the last, got it.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I guess threw the ball in the dirt, and then Hardy threw him out at second.
Yeah, I think so far, Jonas Stroba, he's been throwing the ball really nicely, throwing strikes here. I'm giving up some runs here, but on some nice hits from the Loggers here. But the key, especially right now and in these last two innings, throw strikes. You know, make them hit it and keep base runners off of there. Can't allow any walks right now. And Prentice, they desperately probably wanting an insurance run here.
I would think so. So leading off is Jonas Stroba. I think he moved over. I don't know where he moved over. He might have moved to second base. And then Heston Heckman and Hawes.
So you got the lineup you want coming up here. Aiden Hawes?
Aiden, yep.
You got it. Revac looks like he is about warmed up here.
All right. So, Stroba, Heston Heckman, and Aiden Hawes.
You got Adam Robb, the senior, in the
four spot.
Four spot. All right. Jonas steps in.
Jonas a force if he gets on base.
And Revac on the mound. Here's the pitch. Stroba hits this one into right field.
Bare-handed out there, Jeff. That ball took a weird hop, and he just reached down and grabbed it. Jonas is on first in the first pitch, and he'll be looking to run, Jeff.
And we didn't see a lot of first-pitch swings from the Buccaneers until this inning. So here's Heston.
Heston's walked twice.
He's probably got to do push-ups at home if he swings at the first pitch, I'm guessing. Is that true in the Heckman family?
No. There goes Jonas, and he stole second without a throw.
All right, Stroba at second base now. Here's Heston, the junior. Swings through that one, wants it back. It's like maybe he was ahead on that one.
He was, and he's just pressing right now. He's just got to wait for that ball to get back in his stance. And see, that's what they were worried about right there. He was in the stretch before even Heston was in the box. And sometimes when somebody gets in a rhythm like that, I don't blame them for doing it if they can do it. I think Braden's just trying to get the ball and throw it.
Well, that's his fast rhythm, and that's what he does. This was the first time I heard the umpire say timeout, though. The umpire's really quiet about everything. We can't hear balls and strikes or anything up here, and he has the same motion for it's outside and it's a strike. Kind of the same thing when Braden was pitching up there. That time I heard him say timeout.
They got to turn the candlesticks on here, Jeff. It's 1-2, or 1-2 now, nobody out. Jonas at second. There's a pop fly out of play to the right side.
One ball, two strikes here yet for Heston Heckman. He's been following him off all night. That used to be a Scott Heckman special back in the day. About six foul balls. Get the one that you like.
Yeah. And we try it.
And here, this one.
Live.
Probably going to be a double play. It is. Jonas, that might have been a hit and run there, Scotty. A line drive over to first base side. Aiden Tobias catches it, throws it to the shortstop for the double play, and just like that, there's no outs.
So double line drive, double play with nobody out, and that really hurts the Buccaneers because probably a little bit aggressive there where you're already in scoring position with nobody out. Heston hit a hard line drive right to the first baseman. And it cost him. Two outs now.
It was a nice rip, too. I mean,
yep.
3 inches higher, and that's probably a run-scoring
double. Yeah.
Double. All right, here's Hawes. Digs in. Strike. 1-1 is the count here.
There's a time to take third base, and there's a time not.
Yeah, right.
And 1-1 the count.
And Hawes swings through that one. One ball, two strikes.
So, Reback kind of looked like he was going to be in trouble here, and now he's one pitch away. There's a line drive to center field. There goes Scoots, and it went over his head, and here comes Hawes.
Quickly throws that one in, though. Nice rip there from Aiden Hawes out in the center field.
And see, there you go. I mean, if you don't...
That was your run.
If you don't take a big chance there, you got a chance to score a run.
You got Adam Robb. I think he's got an RBI earlier in the game.
He had a single to left field. He didn't have an RBI, but he scored twice.
Okay.
And struck out a couple times.
A single here. Good score, Aiden Hawes. Prentice definitely looking for one more run, only up by one here in seventh inning.
That
and now into the backstop. And Hawes going to stand up going to third.
Yeah, that's tough being a catcher like that, Jeff. It's just one of those days where you're running a lot and picking balls in the dirt. And oh, my goodness. 1-0 the count. Robb swung through that one.
Strike one. Ball one.
I don't think he's seeing the ball out of the left-hander's hand because he struck out twice here and swung at some pitches he probably wouldn't normally have.
I went a little bit outside. And 2-1 the count here to Adam Robb.
Looking in out of the stretch. See, Barry held up his hand as the umpire until the batter's ready. 2-1.
And strike right there makes it 2-2.
Reback showing some really real guts here, Jeff, coming back after, you know, falling behind here. Now he's out of stretch again.
And Robb follows that one up the right side.
Two and two the count, two outs. 9-8. Prentice up over the Loggers, top of the seventh. Runner at third with two outs. There's ball three. It's going to be a full count now, Jeff. Hawes standing at third, looking to get in here. Adam Robb looking to drive him in. Starkey on deck. Out of the stretch, here's the pitch.
Swing and a miss. Braden gets out of the inning. Loggers need one run here. I think we might have another timeout left here. We're going to send it back to 103.1 FM, Trail Mix FM, and on the Civic Media app for a one-minute timeout.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N. jeffhakenandroofing.com or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports.
And welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken and Scott Heckman here in Phillips, Wisconsin. It's a 9-8 lead for the Prentice Buccaneers over the Phillips Loggers. And Scotty, we were just talking about that finishing, what you were saying there, but the Loggers could have given up on all this down, you know, by the 4 or 5 runs that they were earlier on. Got some big hits at some big times here. No bigger moment here.
But, you know, you look like you walk two guys, and then we had several times where the pitchers just kind of came back through strikes.
Yep. Braden did the same thing there.
Yep.
And here's Ryder Jones, and Brendan Susan puts the bat on the ball, make him make a play. He does. Prentice gets the first out.
The ground ball to second base. Zach Starkey gobbles it up, and that's the first out.
And that's going to bring up Derek Pishka. He's got some big hits here tonight.
2 for 3, all pull. He's also driven in 2 runs and scored one. That was a two-run single. Soft single to left field, but nonetheless a single, right, Jeff?
And a strike to Pishka on the inside corner.
Ryder Jones has come in here and done a pretty good job here right away, Jeff. The first two batters he's faced, I guess, for players, have gotten out.
That one goes back to the backstop. It's going to be 1-1 here to Pishka.
Alpo's probably going to be, well, no, I don't know if he'll be taking a strike here. 1-1 here, one out. He's got to get on base. And coming up, too, is McCoy Delasky.
A big gap between the center field and right fielder over there. But Pishka, can he push it? That went up high. 2 balls, 1 strike here to Derek Pishka with one out here. Bottom of the 7th inning.
Loggers down by 1, bottom of the 7th. From the stretch, here's Ryder Jones.
Here's the pitch. Strike to Pishka.
2-2, I think he had the red light right there, Jeff. He's looking to see if he can draw a walk. 2-2, not a bad idea, but you got to get a runner here.
Got to protect here now. Pishka hits that one at third base. Make him make a play. Goes under the third baseman's glove, and Derek Pishka gets on McCoy Delasky.
That was a tough play. It took a weird hop on Ledger Jones. I might even give him a hit on that.
Yeah.
Should we give him?
Let's give him a hit.
All right.
Derek Pishka, 3 hits on the night.
All right, that brings up McCoy Delasky, who's had a tough night. He's 0-for-3. Alpo getting a big lead. Here he goes.
Pishka goes. The throw is late, and Pishka makes it to second base.
Hardy had a hard time getting that ball out of the glove, and he might have had a chance to throw him out if he would have
picked
it out of there right away. So stolen base, all pull, Jeff. I mean, you said that it, you know, he used to be snail, but must have changed his ways here.
It's amazing as you grow how things change.
Yeah.
You get a little bit longer. Derek certainly is longer and leaner.
Yeah, his dad certainly is a big
yes,
tall guy.
Exactly.
1-1 and one out. Here's a pitch from the belt.
That one outside.
And I think McCoy is going to be taking 2 right away here, Jeff.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to be swinging.
No.
He's got the take sign, so Ryder needs to just throw a strike. And McCoy is going to look. And there's a ball 3. And McCoy Delasky is up in the count 3-1, and he's definitely going to be taking 1 here, Jeff.
Yeah. 3-1, he gets on. You got the top of the order coming up for the Loggers. The pitch, there's ball 4. Take your base, McCoy. Colin Kleinschmidt up, followed by Ty Henderson, 1 out here.
Colin is 2-for-4 with a couple of singles, and runners at first and second, 1 out. Buccaneers up by 1, and from the belt, Ryder Jones. Here's the pitch, strike 1. Caught the outside corner there with a fastball, Jeff. Starting to get dark. They haven't turned on the lights, Jeff. I think it's actually warming up out there.
A little bit. Maybe it is. It feels like it. Maybe the wind's dying down. This is a pitch to Kleinschmidt. That went up high.
Scoots got on an infield single last time to the left side. Pishka taking a conservative lead out there. Leading from first is McCoy Delasky. Pishka extends his lead.
Right, Colin follows that one. Back to the backstop. 2 strikes here on Kleinschmidt. He's got to protect.
That one was up, and he fouled it back. Letter high fastball, hard to lay off. 1-2 the count, 1 out. From the stretch, here's the pitch. There goes Pishka.
Throw to third, strike him out, throw him out. Is that the game?
Oh,
call
my
him safe.
Did they really?
Yeah, call him safe.
Hischka steals third, and oh my goodness, he was out.
That should have been the end of the ball game, I believe. We'll take it. Heck, and what do we got here? He's going to ask the sky. Rob says, what was that all about?
Oops.
Did we lose you?
I think we did, Jeff. Oh, boy, it really
sucked the juice out of there.
Yeah. Go back on there if you want.
Yeah. Are you dead?
I'm totally dead. 0%. I was at like 50%. Anyway, so meeting at the mound right here, two outs. They struck him out, and now there's a runner at first and third, and that looked like a strike him out, throw him out right there, Jeff.
All right, I think we're back on, guys. Hopefully you guys all catch this because bad time for that phone to die there, Scotty, but it's 9-8, one-run game here. Two outs here, runners on the corner. And Ty Henderson up to bat. And Derek pops this one up. Oh, it just makes it out of bounds, or out of play, I should say.
He got in his wheelhouse and jammed him there. 0-1 here, the count. Two outs. I'm surprised they're not trying to run for McCoy. He's a freshman. And that is the winning run, and you should just take second base here. They're giving it to you. 0-1 the count. Ryder. From the belt.
Henderson hits this one over the second baseman, and it's a lock. No, it's a tie ball game. Henderson, McCoy going to third. And we have a tie game and the winning run at third base with Aiden Tobias coming up.
I think you got to put him on here, Jeff.
I'm going to go to Lane. I don't know. You got Lane right behind him who's been hitting hotter. We'll see what they do. We're going to extra innings nonetheless. Let's see if the Buccaneers or the Loggers can get a walk-off.
Buccaneers. First time this game has been tied since it's 0-0, Jeff. 9-9 here.
That pitch high and outside. One ball, no strikes, two outs. Bottom of the ninth inning, or seventh inning. And tied up at 9.
Schmader struck out a couple times last time up, so he's looking for a little redemption. That's a strike. Just caught the corner there, Jeff.
There you go. Tobias looking for a base hit. Ryder Jones looking for a strikeout.
I'm sorry. He popped out and struck out here. The 1-1, two outs.
That one outside. Two balls, one strike.
So right here, as a Prentice Buccaneer, you have a little down because you let that run go in, but you gotta be able to step up here and say, okay, we got to get the last out to send it to extras.
That went high and inside.
3-1 the count, and now you might as well probably just put them on. So Aiden Tobias, the big left-handed hitter.
Hit his count, they say, though. What's he going to do, Scotty?
He threw him a strike.
Threw him a strike. Full count.
Aiden had a great pitch to hit. I'm surprised he didn't pull the trigger on it, Jeff. Full count, two outs. Runners leading from second to third. I don't think Aiden's on his game. Usually he's a fearsome hitter.
Mm-hmm. Here's the pitch from Jones. It's a big one. Tobias strikes out. Jones gets out of the inning. My goodness. We're going into extras. Overtime pay, I guess, Scotty.
So, at the end of seven innings, it's 9-9. Prentice tied up with Phillips, and I guess this is how it's going to go.
This is how it's going to go. We're out of timeouts on our end, too, Scotty. We can't go to more timeouts on the radio, and you're stuck with us.
Yep.
And we're going to extra innings. Here we go. Prentice, Buccaneers, they're going to bat.
We'll see if we get a new pitcher here. Kicking some dirt around out there is Alpo Piska. He might be out on the mound.
Alpo Piska.
Yep. Yeah,
Derek's going to pitch here.
I should tell you the quote that that Henry told me about Alpo. It was pretty funny.
All right. Is it one that can be on the radio? Is this an after one?
It's probably an after one.
You know, I like an always an after hour story.
Anyway, it was funny.
All right, 9-9. We're in the eighth inning. My goodness, lights are coming on.
Derek Piska is throwing the first two balls in the dirt. He's got to warm up here. Sophomore. He's got a slider and a fastball. Kind of an interesting delivery. Kind of a short armor. He's got good. He throws the ball pretty hard for a sophomore, though. Coming up is going to be Starkey, Gruber, and Jones. And the Buccaneers haven't scored for a couple innings.
They haven't. Yet. Scotty, I'm going to go get us a hot cocoa. Do you want one? You good?
Sure, why not?
All right, I'll be back in a minute.
All right, and there's the last throw coming out. Eighth inning here in Phillips, Wisconsin. Phillips Loggers tied the game in the bottom of the seventh. And top of the eighth, the Buccaneers are coming up to the bat. Leading off, Zach Starkey, the second baseman, batting from the right side. Umpire's calling timeout. He's saying, hold on a second here. And there goes the lights. It's nice and bright now. I guess somebody was sitting there in the car and had the lights on out there, and they told them to turn it off. And now it's beeping. So, Zach Starkey walked once and scored. First pitch up there from Derek is a strike. He didn't warm up too well, but fires it right down the middle there for strike one. Piska from the belt. There's a pop-up to the right side. Could get down a fair, just foul. It was maybe 2 feet foul. So 0-2 the count. Starkey up there. Piska works out of the stretch the whole time. Right-hander. He threw a strike, and that strike three, Starkey swung through it and missed. It was a two-seamer down and in. That brings up Noah Gruber. He's 0-for-2 with a couple of walks and a scored, run scored. He takes one right in the hip, first pitch. So a hit by pitch, that brings up Ledger Jones, who struck out three times and walked. Gruber. Had a short lead right there. Ledger Jones. Bunt, that's foul. Kind of surprised they're not running here. Phillips has had a tough time throwing anybody out today. Tough time grabbing the ball, frankly, when you're a catcher in this situation. So, Gruber's at first after getting hit, and they're moved back to first. He just steps off. Wasn't the old Chris Bosio move. But he stepped off and walked off the mound. Piska from the belt. Here he goes. That's a failed bunt attempt, and it's 0-2 the count. Ledger trying to get him to second base with one out. And Ryder Jones, his brother, is up. He had a big RBI single last time he was up there. There's a pitch inside, and he leaned out of the way. Ledger Jones. The freshman, 1-2, one out, Ledger. struck out three times, looking to redeem himself. There's a ground ball up the middle. It's going to be picked up at second base, thrown on to first, and safe on the other end. So fielder's choice was really close. Good scoop there by Aiden Tobias. Schmader scooped it. It's two outs. It's going to be Ryder Jones, the right fielder. Ryder Jones, the pitcher now. So we got Ledger Jones at first after the fielder's choice. And Ryder's up there from the belt. Pishka misses outside. There goes Jones. Throw to second is late. And Lane Abraham just a little bit late. That was a good throw there by Kuchiba. Would have been really close if Lane was standing on second. Lane kind of got there late, ran through the ball, and Ledger Jones steals second. Ryder now has an opportunity with a runner in scoring position where a base hit with two outs should score him. Score his younger brother, Ledger. There's a ball hit out to left field. Left fielder turns. It's over his head. Jones is going to score. The other Jones is going to second. And that's a 10-9 lead here. That brings up Hardy Heckman. A two-out RBI double over the left fielder's head and brings up Hardy Heckman. Leading from second here is Ryder Jones, and Hardy swung at a pitch outside of the zone. He's a little eager here, my nephew. He struck out his last time. He had a couple of singles, too. Two for five, a couple of runs scored. That ball is fouled off, out of play. 0-2 the count now. Hardy Heckman down in the count. Pishka up ahead. The sophomore versus a sophomore. Pishka looks in. Gets a sign. Jones almost trips out there at second. There's a ground ball to shortstop. Slowly hit. Lane trips, and he's not going to get him. Infield single there. Lane throws the glove down, and looks like he got caught up, and the umpire was in the way. He was kind of pointing at him there. Lane's a little irritated with himself. First and third, and Hardy got an infield single. Jones moves up to third. Oh, nice job, Jeffrey. That was quite a clutch up. Jonas Soroba. Here goes Hardy. And he'll go to second on a stolen base, uncontested.
All right.
Second and third. One-run lead for Prentice. Jonas Soroba at the plate. 0-1 the count from the right side. Now stepping off, disengaging, as they call it now, Jeff.
Disengaging, all right.
Disengagement right there. That's from Alpo Pishka, who's now on the mound. Here's a fastball grounded down the left side. Scott Robb kind of kicks at it, but it gets by him.
What a big hit that was from Ryder Jones out there over the right field or left fielder's head.
It was. Big two-out hit after his brother got on the fielder's choice just barely. Stole a base, and then there it is. So it's 10-9. They're looking for a couple of forward bank insurance runs, Jeff, or forward insurance runs. I see Stevie Precor's over there. That one's in the dirt, picked up nicely by
Kuchiba.
Kuchiba. Henry's looked at him like, don't do that again to his pitcher. 1-2 the count, diving in front of that. Jones was there. He was going to score if that got by him. Hardy Heckman leads from second. Ryder Jones from third. Jonas Staroba, 1-2. That ball down in the dirt. And Pishka kind of nipping at the corners now.
2-2, two outs, 10-9. The hot cocoa was lukewarm, and I made him put it back. He said, we're trying to warm up, not lukewarm up.
There's there we go. The ball pops to the right side, and that's going to fall in front of him. It's going to score two runs. Right fielder bobbling. It can't get a fork, stick a fork into it. And there goes Soroba. He overruns second, and he gets back in there. So Soroba with the bloop double will give him. And a two-run double, and that might seal the deal, 12-9. And here comes Hesse Bottom Heckman right here, Heston Heckman. My little 16-year-old nephew.
Here we go.
From the right side. He hasn't had a real good day at the plate. We'll see if he can redeem himself.
There you go. Heston gets a hold of that one. Reback gets back and makes the catch to end the madness right there. It's 12-9.
Deep fly ball by Heston, and he got a good stick on that one. And Reback playing back there. So it's 12-9, three-run lead for Furness. Do you think they'll hold up? Or I think
it's going to be tough coming back from this lead right here.
I think Phillips is going to have a threat, though. Coming up for Phillips. I kind of ran out of room on my paper here, Jeff.
All right. Ryder Jones on the mound. He had the big hit. Now he's going to seal the deal. He's fighting hard for that Jeff Haken and Roofing player of the game. Going to be tough.
Yeah, I think a good winter hat is a good day for this.
Jonas Strova. Had quite the ball game all day as well.
But Jonas just had that two-run double right there too, Jeff.
All right, so Ryder Jones on the mound for the Buccaneers, warming up, trying to seal the deal here. Lane Abraham, he's going to step up to the plate in just a little bit. It's going to be Lane Abraham followed by Braden Reback, Sawyer Kuchiba, Brendan Susan. So tying run is in the hole. And late game here. The lights are on.
Yep. Late game, fun game here.
And as we said, Reback on deck. Got a group of seniors coming up here.
Reback had a big hit last time.
Been hitting the ball far. Been hitting the ball hard here tonight, far.
Mm-hmm. It's a deep park to left field, too. It really is. 3.25 plays like it's 340 out there. And then in that power alley, gosh, it's just a poke. I don't know why it plays so big, but it does. 12-9 here. Bottom of the eighth. Stepping in, laying it. Lano from the right side. Ryder delivers a pitch down on the dirt. That's always nice to wake you up right there as a catcher, right? Take one off the thigh or something. 1-0 the count from the stretch. The pitch. That one missed high, and Lane Abraham's taking all the way. And why wouldn't you? Down three.
Yeah, you're going to have to make your pitch or throw strikes here. 12-9, Buccaneers up by three. It's the eighth inning. That one outside as well. 3-0 is the count. We called that one a strike, though. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, he kind of did like a little lasso at the end, Jeff. I didn't know what it was. 2-1. From the stretch, Ryder. Strike two. 2-2. Lane taking all the way. The lights are on, and
still chilly out there, Scott. I went down to the concession stand. She's cold.
Yep. 2-2. Supposed to warm up this week, though, huh? In the dirt, and it's running full here.
Full count to Lane Abraham.
Nice purple clouds out in right field, Jeff. The sunset coming.
A little bit of clear skies behind this. Here's a pitch from Jones. Ryder Jones. Abraham, check swing, going to call strike three. One out.
Caught the inside corner, and he couldn't pull the trigger.
Yep.
It was a nice pitch.
It was a really nice pitch. Braden Reback.
Steps in from the right side. Ryder Jones from the belt. Swing and a miss. He went right after him, and big cut there from Braden. Braden did a nice job pitching, too, for four innings. He didn't have all the help in the world from everybody, but he did all right and held up. Ryder Jones out of the stretch. He pitches from the stretch exclusively, and they say, what was that? Oh, high, I guess.
High.
Okay.
Strike one, ball one, one out. Braden Reback at the plate.
I got a lot of extra chocolate in here, Jeff.
Yeah, they hooked it up.
Yeah, they did.
That's Lance Heisler back there making hot cocoa.
Oh, okay. One and two here, one out.
Here's the pitch from Jones. Swing and a miss. Strike three to Reback. Buccaneers one pitch away or one out away.
Hardy fires it down all around and around the horn here, 12-9. Loggers down to their last chance, but it's the man that's got four hits on the day.
Sawyer. Oh, Henry Kutsava.
Sawyer, the catcher. He's gotten beat up back there, but he's got four hits. Bats from the right side.
Swing. Henry could never lay off the high one. If there's a mental picture in my head of Henry his whole life, it's swinging at that high one.
I can tell you this scoreboard, it sucks when it gets down like here,
Jeff. Oh, sure.
Because
it's right at eye level.
Right at eye level, and it's right in the view of the pitcher. It starts getting really tough around twilight like here.
Sure.
They've talked about moving it.
Two strikes on
it.
Kutsava.
0-2 the count. I've hit here quite a bit. And at night, it's just tough. 0-2. You're from the belt.
Kutsava
popped into center field.
Aiden Hawes, he's there. He makes the catch. Prentice wins. 12-9 is the final score.
What a barn burner, Jeff.
Barn burner is right. What a game. Fun night for the boys over here. Hey, good job. Ryder Jones, big hit in that last inning there, and then finishes out the ball game pitching well. It was a nice job by both teams here. 12-9. Final score here in Phillips. We're going to let you go. We're going to be back here on, I think it's Thursday. It's the softball girls taking on Hurley.
Okay.
Down at the softball field. If you're around, Scotty, come join me over there. But we want to thank you guys. Everyone have a wonderful night. Final score here in Phillips. Prentice Buccaneers 12, Phillips Loggers 9. We will see you guys on Thursday. Everybody have a great night.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you for listening to WIAA High School Sports on your Civic Media radio station. Brought to you by Heckman Auction, Shawamigan Home Furnishings, Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Industrial Air Products, LPK Dental, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Phillips Lumber and Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Jeff Haken and Roofing, by Medford Motors, and by Bader's Sports Center.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and cool tonight with lows in the upper teens to low 20s. More sunshine than clouds for Wednesday, warmer with a high in the mid-50s. Some showers and storms Thursday, and becoming breezy, highs close to 60. Right now it's 33.
Believe it, they think we're loving. Mix 103.1.
You just fade away. Don't you know I'm still standing better than I ever did? Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. And I'm still standing after all this time, picking up the pieces of my life without you on my mind. I'm still were meant to cut me down. And if my love was just a circus, you'd be a clown by now. No, I'm still standing better than I ever did, looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. I'm still standing after all this time, picking up the pieces of my life without you on my mind. I'm still standing.
Listening to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
I thought I saw a man brought to life. He was warm, he came around. He was dignified. He showed me what it was to cry. Well, you couldn't be that man I adored. You don't seem to know, seem to care what your heart is for. Well, I don't know him anymore.